们。奉主耶稣圣名，我们来第二节的聚会。
In Lord Jesus' name, we begin our second session.
我们唱一首200首。
Let's sing him 200.
200首。
切莫失想，天上更美家乡，许多祖宗天父预备，何等宏伟辉煌！天上家乡，天上家乡。心所恋慕不停盼望，现在将近家乡，跟主背负十架，不久就能放下，共一冠冕主必亲征，欢唱哈利路亚，天上家乡，天上家乡，心所恋慕就听盼望，现在将近家乡，宛如朝露人生。前将最最啊风吹，人世虽有危险风波，转眼即得安宁。天上家乡，天上家乡，心所恋慕不停。盼望现在将近家乡，经过有过昏迷，即见父的光明，愿父施恩保护引领，带我直到天成。天上家乡，天上家乡，心所恋慕不停盼望，现在将近家乡。
请坐。
Be seated, please.
我们要继续学习漂泊的世代。
We will continue our study of the wandering generations.
第一个就是亚伯拉罕。
The first person is Abraham.
我们从他的生活看到他的生活是有原则的。
We see from his life that he has principle.
所以漂泊他没有迷失。
Therefore, even though he was wandering, he was not lost.
那亚伯拉罕的另外一个值得我们来学习的就是信仰的承传。
There's another merit of Abraham that we can imitate, which is his passing of faith.
就是他把他的神传给下一代。
Which is he passed his God onto his next generation.
有时候我看到年轻人结婚很久不生孩子。
Sometimes I see young people who have been married a long time but have no kids.
我就跟他们问问看。
I would inquire of them.
我就发现有几个不同的原因。
And I discover there are some different reasons.
有的是因为社会的潮流。
Some are because of the trend in society.
因为这个社会整个潮流注重个人的享受。
Because this society emphasizes on personal enjoyment.
所以这个生了孩子之后受到牵累，所以最好就不要有孩子。
And since once you have a child, you'll be limited by many things, so it's best not to have kids.
你如果一个孩子从怀孕开始一直到他到大学毕业，那个所用的钱都把它存到银行。
And if you were to store up all the money that you would spend otherwise on a child growing up all the way to college.
几年前呢，有一个统计说，你把它存到银行，到你孩子大学毕业的时候，最少40万以上。
And there, a few years ago, there was a study saying that if you save all the money that you would otherwise spend on raising a child when he turns 18, then you would make at least $400,000.
所以有的人不生孩子，那些钱啊，精神啊，自己享受。
Therefore, some people choose not to have children and instead spend the money and enjoy themselves.
但是有的人不生孩子，就是压力太大，没有时间生孩子。
Other people do not have kids because they are under tremendous pressure and don't have time to have children.
这也是一个原因。
This is another reason.
但是我就遇到一对年轻人，你为什么不生孩子？
I met a young couple. Why don't you have kids?
他说这个世代啊，生孩子我真的没有把握，能不能把他教好？
And they answered, in this kind of generation, even if we have child, I have no guarantee whether I could raise them properly.
所以他没有把握，他就不生孩子。
Because they could not be assured that they will have a responsible child, so they decided not to have any.
当然没有孩子，这有很多的好处。
Of course, there are many benefits to not having any children.
但是没有孩子也有很多的损失。
But without children, you also suffer great loss.
你很难去体会到做父母是什么心情。
It's very hard for you to understand what it means to be a parent.
当人做了父母之后，
Once you turn a parent,
我们才知道爱里面要有公义。
It is only then that you realize, even within love, you need to have justice.
公义里面要有爱。
Within justice, you need to have love.
那让我们来回想我们跟神的关系。
This reminds us of our relationship with our Heavenly Father.
也会使我们对别人更有这种平衡的心态。
And will allow us to give a balanced attitude toward others.
所以啊，有时候我们常常想哦，最喜欢讲怎么教小孩子的人，常常是没有孩子的人。
And sometimes we think that the people who really want to have kids are the ones who do not have kids.
不是，最喜欢教人说要怎么教小孩子的人呢，常常是没有孩子的人。
Oftentimes we discover that the ones who are telling other people how to raise their kids often do not have kids.
这个好像是没有结过的婚的人在教导结婚的人要怎么样婚姻才会幸福。
This is just like a person who's never been married before, trying to counseling people who have been married.
那如果一个人能够把小孩子教得很好，
if a person can raise a child properly,
有健全的信仰，
and have a mature faith,
有热心的服侍，
very zealous serving,
然后我们要再来教导别人怎么教孩子，我想这就更有力量。
And after that, then we want to teach other people how to raise children, and it will be a more powerful example.
那亚伯拉罕的这个信仰的传承是做得非常好。
Abraham's passage of faith, he did an excellent job on that.
因为我们看他的儿子以撒是一个很有信仰的人。
Because we see his son Isaac is one of great faith.
所以他看重信仰的传承。
And Abraham really emphasized on passage of faith.
其实父母对孩子的恩典有三种。
There are three types of grace that a parent could pass on to his children.
第一个是生育。
First one is the child rearing, childbirth.
当然这个现在来讲这也不是很困难的。
And of course, in today's term, that's not very difficult.
那第二个养育。
Secondly is the rearing itself.
这个也不是很困难的。
It's also not difficult.
第三个是教育。
Thirdly is the education.
这个就比较难。
This is more difficult.
所以小孩子还小的时候是劳力。
When children are still young, it requires a lot of labor.
但是小孩子还大的时候劳心。
But once they grow bigger, then there's a price to be paid emotionally.
那这个劳心主要是因为教育。
And this is primarily due to the educating.
那小孩子的教育又分作三种。
There are three types of education.
这个是一个，第一个是学校教育。
One is the academic education.
现在也不是很困难。
Which is not too hard now.
如果你住在好的区、好的学校。
If you live in a good neighborhood and have good school.
再来是人格教育。
Second is character development.
这个就比较难了。
This is harder.
在这个整个大环境里面呢，这个的影响太大。
Because children are subject to their environment.
那第三个最难的就是信仰的教育。
And thirdly, which is the hardest, is the education of their faith.
这个也是最重要的。
Which is also the most critical.
亚伯拉罕能够把他信仰传给以撒，这是一个值得我们来效法的。
And it's the fact that Abraham was able to pass on his faith to Isaac. This is something deserving of our emulation.
那到底要怎么做？
And how are you supposed to do that?
我们至少可以发现两点。
At least there are two points we can learn from. Number one,
亚伯拉罕的生活是一个见证。
Abraham's life itself is a living example.
我们现在看生命记。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记的第五章。
Deuteronomy chapter 5.
第六章
Chapter 6
生命记第六章的第四节
Chapter 6 verse 4
以色列啊你要听主我们的神是独一的主第五节
5
你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神第六节
6
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上第七节
7
要殷勤教训你的儿女无论你坐在家里行在路上躺下起来都要谈论第八节
8
要系在你的手上为记号戴在你的额头上为经文第九节
9
又要写在你的房屋门框上并你的城门上这里说这个从第四节到第九节这个是希伯来文写的是一首诗歌押韵可以朗诵
From verse 4 to verse 9 is a Hebrew psalm and has aRhythms and intonations to it.
这个差不多是古代每一个虔诚的希伯来人都会背的。
And this is something that all the Hebrews can easily recite from memory.
那这一段的圣经在讲什么？
What is this passage talking about?
就是在讲信仰的承传。
It is about the passing of our faith.
要怎么把我们的信仰传给我们下一代？
How can we pass on our faith to our next generation?
那我们仔细看每一节都很有意思。
And if we study carefully, each verse is filled with great meaning.
以色列啊，你要听。
Hear, O Israel.
这个是在讲什么？
What does that mean?
这个在讲我们的身份。
This is talking about our status.
信仰的承传是从身份的自觉开始的。
The passing of our faith begins with the awareness of our status.
有时候我们在安息日发现，有一些信徒为什么没有来守安息日？
Sometimes on Sabbath, we discover there are some members who don't come.
然后我们发现，他送小孩子去学中文。
And we discover that they send their children to the Chinese school.
为什么要学中文?
Why do they want to learn Chinese?
因为我是中国人。
Because they realize they're Chinese.
所以他小孩子要学中文。
And therefore their children need to learn Chinese.
这个就是从一种身份上的自觉所产生的。
And so this is, they choose this in, because they are aware of their status.
但是我们在属灵上，我们是神的儿女。
But spiritually, we realize we are the children of God.
这个身份是超越一切的身份。
This is one status that supersedes all others.
因为这个身份是永恒的身份。
For this is an everlasting status.
所有地上身份结束了，这个身份还不会结束。
When all our status on earth have been terminated, but the heavenly status continues.
因为地上的身份随着你肉体的消失就结束了。
Because the earthly status disappears when our flesh dies.
但是这个身份是跟神的关系，不会结束。
But our status with God continues and will never end.
那有了这个身份之后，我们就发现第二句话就说，主我们的神是独一的主，神是我们独一的主。
Once we realize what our status is, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
这个什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是价值观。
It's talking about our value system.
我们人生最有价值的是什么？
What is the most valuable thing in our life?
不是金银财宝。
It is not gold or silver.
人生最有价值的是神。
The most valuable is God.
所以他是独一的主，主宰。
Therefore, He is the only God.
什么是主宰？
What does it mean, the only Lord God?
他控制我们的一切，他决定我们的一切。
He controls over everything and he is the master of our life.
他使人死，他也使人活。
He gives people life and death.
他使人往上升，也使人往下降。
He can allow us to rise or to fall.
他使人富足，他也使人贫穷。
He can give us rich or poverty.
所以一切生死祸福从他来。
Therefore, all the life, death, blessings and curses come from him.
所以他是最有价值、值得追求的一个对象。
And he is the object of our pursuit and the most valuable one.
好，那接下去我们怎么把我们的信仰传给我们下一代呢？
And what's the next step to passing of our faith?
第五节。
Verse 5.
你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your strength.
这个是在讲生活。
This is talking about our daily life.
就是言教。
身
教就是身教。
To live as an example.
所以亚伯拉罕能够把他信仰传给他下一代 因为在他的身上看到神。
Abraham was able to pass on his faith to Isaac because Isaac saw God in his daily life.
在他的身上体验到神。
And he experienced God from Abraham's life.
所以你看那个以撒跟着他上到摩利亚山去。
We see how Isaac followed Abraham to Mount Moriah.
以撒问他说：“柴都有了，那羊在哪里？”
Isaac asked, "We have the firewood, but where is the sacrificial lamb?"
亚伯兰说：“神会预备。”
Abraham replied, "God will supply."
结果上到上面，他就看到一头羔羊啊，这个脚卡在树上，真正的预备了。
And indeed, when he reached the mountaintop, he saw a ram that was with its horn caught in the brushes.
所以你看，以撒从小跟他的父亲这样长大，看到神怎么跟他父亲同在，神怎么祝福他父亲，那个是刻在他的头脑里面的。
And the fact that Isaac saw God accompanying Abraham, this really made a deep impression in Isaac's mind.
所以很自然，那个亚伯拉罕的神就进到以撒里面，就变成他的神。
So very naturally, the God of Abraham became the God of Isaac.
所以今天我们要把信仰传给我们的下一代，就是我们本身对神要有很清楚、活泼、丰富的体验。
Today, if we wish to pass on our faith to the next generation, that means we need to have a very living and vibrant experience with God.
那为着对神要有体验，我们要过一个爱神、敬畏神的生活。
In order to have such type of experience with God, we need to have a loving and fearing, reverent toward God.
我记得有一个弟兄啊，他说有一次啊，他的小孩子回来，他回来的时候，这小孩子大概只有一岁多啊，忽然呢、啊，大声在吼叫。
A brother told me that one day when he came home, his child who was only 1 year old suddenly shouted loudly.
他们夫妻两个人就在想啊，怎么我的孩子会这样
？So the couple thought, why is my child behaving this way?
哦，后来就发现了，因为他们两个都在上班呢、啊。
他、
回来很累啊，所以就开电视稍微轻松一下，让小孩子也在看电视。
And they discovered that both of them, since both of them they work, and when they came back home, they turn on the TV just to relax and also to babysit the child.
哦，那这个小孩子就从那个电视节目里去学的。
So the child began to emulate the examples from TV.
后来这对夫妻他就发现说，哎，我们要教小孩子，我们自己的生活也很重要。
So this couple realized that in order to teach our child, we need to live a good example for them.
所以以后他就不看电视。
So in the future, they no longer watch TV.
如果有看，就是要选择。
And if they watch, they are very selective.
因为他的小孩子跟他一起在长大。
Because their child is growing up together with them.
所以在很多的小节里面呢、啊，就是我们的下一代一直跟我们一直在成长。
In every little minute detail, our next generation is growing together with us.
在生活当中跟我们一起在学习。
And they are learning together with us.
所以这个叫把信仰传给下一代，其实在生活当中我们已经无形的一直把他教导他亲近神。
So through our unawareness, we are already teaching our next generation how to approach God.
然后下面第七节。
Verse 7.
说你要殷勤教训你的儿女。
Need to impress on our children.
就是跟我们的下一代谈论信仰。
Talk about our faith with them.
无论你坐在家里，行在路上，就是在里面，在外面，都要跟他谈。
Whether you are at home or outside of home, we need to talk about God.
那为着让我们下一代能够认识神。
In order for our next generation to know God.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我今日所吩咐你的话要记在心上。
These commandments I give you today are to be upon your hearts.
就是我们的观念要真理化。
It means that our concepts must be in alignment with the truth.
有时候我们一直觉得信主几十年，好像我们听很多道理。
Sometimes I feel that we may be members for over 10 or 20 years.
但是有时候我们在教会里面呢，在讨论会。
But when we have a meeting or a discussion,
忽然间我才发现了，每一个人观念差这么多。
I suddenly realized that everyone has such far, diverse, different opinions.
其实啊，如果我们很深入的查考圣经
，But if we go study the Bible very deeply，
让神的话真的变成我们观念的一部分
，And we truly allow God's word to become part of our concept，
你会发现我们在讨论问题很容易有一个共同的结论
，And you will discover that when we are discussing issues， it's very easy to reach a consensus，
因为我们的观念是真理化
，Because all of our thinkings are in alignment with the truth，
所以我们在教导我们的下一代。
When we are teaching our next generation,
我们要教导的不是美国文化。
What we are teaching is not the American culture.
我们要教导的也不是中国的传统。
Nor are we teaching the Chinese tradition.
我们要教导的是神的话。
What we are teaching is the word of God.
因为只有神的话是真理。
Because only the word of God is equal to the truth.
只有照着神的话活才有价值。
Only when we live according to God's word can our life be meaningful.
但是我们本身啊要。要在神的话要下功夫。
That means we need to make an effort in the Word of God.
然后第八节。
Verse 8.
要系在你的手上为记号，戴在额头上为经文。第九节。
Verse 9.
要写在你的房屋门框上，并你的城门上。这个就是我们的生活环境。
This is talking about our living environment.
你的房屋门框上，城门上。
The door frames of our house and on our gates.
我们要栽培我们的下一代，需要有一个环境。
When we are teaching our next generation, we need to provide a good surrounding.
因为一个人还没有成熟以前，是环境在影响他。
Before a person reaches maturity, he is shaped by his surroundings.
那如果我们没有创造属灵的环境，下一代会很难成长在属灵上。
If we do not provide a spiritual conducive environment, then it's hard for them to have any sort of spirituality.
你仔细看我们现在下一代的年轻人啊，除了读书或工作之外啊，上网多久
？If we look at our younger generation, besides going to school or working, how much time do they spend surfing the net?
非常长。
They spend a great deal of time.
那他上网不是在看 TJC.org 啊
？When they go on the net, they don't go to the church website.
他是上网无处去的，到处去的。
Instead, they wander around everywhere.
他里面什么都有啊。
Because there's so much content to choose from.
那相对之下，我们就发现我们父母对下一代的影响力真的是越来越少。
So by contrast, as parents realize how little influence we have over our children.
因为外在的朋友跟网络对他的影响太大。
Because the influence from their outside friends and the net truly has a great impact on them.
因此，从小的时候，我们怎么样创造一个环境，让他有一个属灵上一直在成长，这变成非常重要。
So it becomes very critical that we provide a very nurturing, a religious environment for our children.
因为如果他的观念还没有定型，他已经从网上去接受，从朋友去接受，以后我们就很难把他的观念再转过来。
Because if their thinkings are already molded by their friends or the internet, then it's very hard for us to change it back.
所以这个生命记第五章在教导信仰的承传。
And so Deuteronomy chapter 6 tells us how we can pass on our faith.
这是摩西在漂泊的生活一个非常重要的成功。
This is a great success that Moses attained while he was wandering.
把信仰传给以撒。
Abraham passed his faith to Isaac.
我们第四点。
Point 4.
亚伯拉罕到了迦南地，我们看他的生活很单纯。
When Abraham reached the land of Canaan, he lived a very simple life.
我们先来看希伯来书。
Turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书。
Hebrews.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第九节。
Chapter 11, verse 9.
他因着信，就在所应许之地做客。好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟应许的以撒、雅各一样。第十节。
Verse 10.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、神所建造的。这个第九节在讲亚伯拉罕的生活模式。
Verse 9 talks about the lifestyle of Abraham.
第十节在讲原因，就是他的原则为什么。
And verse 10 talks about the reason why he lived such lifestyle.
我们每一个人都有不同的生活模式。
All of us have lived a different lifestyle.
那有时候我们的生活模式会改变。
Sometimes they will change.
如果我们的观念改变了，我们生活模式会改变。
If we change our thinking, then our lifestyle will change with it.
但是很可惜，我们现在的生活模式常常是去抄袭的。
But unfortunately, oftentimes our lifestyle is one that imitates others.
第一个就是从大众传播里面去抄袭。
First, we imitate from the mass media.
什么叫做好的生活？
What is regarded as a good good lifestyle.
你电视连续剧电视看很多，你就觉得那个就是好的。
If you watch a lot of TVs or movies, then it will impress on your mind what's considered to be good.
那第二个就是从我们的朋友里面去学习。
Secondly, we learn from our friends.
你到这个家庭，到那个家庭，每一个家庭去看一看，你就发现哦，我要怎么来生活。
You go to various homes, families, and then you realize, oh, I need to decorate my house in this way.
那到底我们的生活模式要怎么来建立？
So how do we exactly build up our lifestyle?
我们应该从圣经里面深入的去查考，然后发展出一套我们自己的生活模式。
We should study deeply into the Bible, then develop a set of lifestyle according to the Bible.
因为外在的环境它不是从神领受的。
Because the surroundings, they're not motivated by God's word.
我们的朋友他有时候他也不是一个敬畏神的人。
And our friends are not necessarily God-fearing people.
所以我们的生活模式啊，需要从圣经去衍生出一套怎么样的生活是最好的。
And therefore, our lifestyle must be derived from the scripture.
什么是最好的生活模式？
What is the most excellent lifestyle?
就是最适合你信仰成长的模式，就是最好的生活模式。
It is a lifestyle that cultivates and allows our faith to grow.
会影响我们的生活模式，就是不好的生活模式。
Anything that will detract us from our faith is a bad lifestyle.
所以我们最基本的原则要决定。
So we need to grab onto the most basic principles.
你要决定你的生活怎么决定。
We need to determine how we want to live our lifestyle.
当然最有价值的就是神。
Of course, the most valuable is God.
会帮助我亲近神，能够帮助我服侍神，这个生活模式就是好的。
Anything that can help us draw nearer to God, then this is considered good.
好，第九节。
Verse 9.
他说他在所应许之地做客人，好像在异地居住帐篷。
That he lived like a stranger in a foreign country and he lived in tents.
这里说他是应许之地。
This is a promised land.
这是牛奶与蜜的地啊。
It is a land of milk and honey.
然后他住帐篷。
And he also lived in tents.
好像做客人。
As though he was a stranger.
我当传道就是常常到处跑。
As a pastor, I have to travel around quite a bit.
跑来跑去，我现在就发现行李越带越简单。
And the more I travel, the lighter my luggage becomes.
我如果大概出去一个月，大概一个 carry-on 就差不多可以。
And if I go out for a month-long trip, I will just bring one carry-on.
我记得一个神学院生要受训了，他带三个行李来。
I remember there was a theological student who brought three luggages with him.
结果那个讲员叫他把两个行李都封起来。
And so the teacher told him to seal up two luggages.
那不然你就回家吧。
Otherwise, you have to go home.
因为你要服侍神，要从简单开始。
Because if you wish to serve God, then you have to begin with a simple life.
那你要简单，你就要想什么是最需要的。
And if you want to live a simple life, then you need to find out what is the most essential.
什么是不需要的。
What are non-essentials?
我们先来看马太福音。
Turn to Matthew
24 章
Chapter 24.
马太福音的24章
Matthew 24.
24章的37节
24 verse 37.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。38节
Verse 38.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的日子。39节
39.
不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全部都冲去，人子降临也要这样。这里说人子降临也要这样。
It says here that is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
主耶稣快要再来。
Lord Jesus is coming soon.
那主耶稣再来这一天啊，会跟挪亚那个日子一样。
On the day of Jesus' coming, it will be exactly like the day of Noah.
所以这是历史再现，日光之下没有新事。
And this is a repeat of history, which is nothing new under the sun.
那挪亚的日子怎样？
How was it during the day of Noah?
神叫他造方舟。
God told him to build an ark.
我想挪亚在那里砍柴造方舟，大家都笑他。挪亚，你看这个天气这么好啊！
I'm sure everybody laughed at Noah when he was chopping down the wood and trying to make the lumber to build the ship because the weather is so good.
那挪亚到处传警告。
And Noah was preaching warnings everywhere.
但是挪亚那个世代的人呢？
But the people of Noah's days.
这里讲啊，照常吃喝嫁娶。
It says that they People were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
吃喝有没有错呢？
Is there anything wrong with eating and drinking?
圣经说神是给我们饮食饱足满心喜乐。
The Bible tells us that God gives us food and drink to satisfy our hearts.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
那嫁娶呢？婚姻也是神所设立的。
What about marriage? Marriage is an institution God set up.
那为什么他讲摩亚的世代要洪水以前要特别提到吃喝嫁娶呢？
So why does the Bible especially mention that the days before the flood, people were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving marriage?
就是那个时候的人头脑所想的，他生活的重心就是吃喝嫁娶。
This means that the people of those days, what was occupying their mind, first and foremost, were eating, drinking, and marrying.
这个就不对了。
This is wrong.
因为当一个人生活的重心在吃喝嫁娶啊，你就会对属灵的事情不知不觉。
Because when a person's sole focus is on eating, drinking, and marrying, then they have no sense of anything else.
那很简单，有时候你集中看一点，注意一点，你其他的你都没有看到了。
This is very simple. If you focus your eye on a certain point, then you will ignore everything else.
有时候我们在街上，你很注意在看一件事情，第二天人就问你说，我昨天跟你打招呼，你为什么不回啊？
Sometimes on a street, we're focusing intently on certain things, and the next day somebody says, I tried to greet you yesterday, how come you ignore me?
你说我没有看到啊。
And you say, I didn't see you.
你绵绵脸向我这边，怎么没有看到？
But you were looking straight at me, how could you say that you didn't see me?
因为你很注意在看一件事情。
Because your eyes were focused on something else.
所以其他的你就没有看到，视而不见。
And therefore, you ignore everything else.
那如果我们的生活你很注意这个吃喝嫁娶，
If in our life, our sole focus is on eating, drinking, and marrying,
对属灵的事情你就没有知觉。
Then we have no awareness of spiritual things.
所以不是吃喝嫁娶不对。
So it doesn't mean that it's wrong to eat, drink, or marry.
但是如果那个变成重心，这个就会影响我们的属灵生活。
But if that becomes the sole focus of our life, then it will impact our faith.
所以我们在这个信仰的生活上啊，应该是生活简单。
Therefore, our faith should be a simple one.
这样我们才能够集中我们的精神在属灵上面。
Only then can we make our focus on faith.
因此，希伯来书第十章十一章的第十节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 10. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 10.
说，因为他等候那座有根基的城。
It says that he was looking forward to a city with foundations.
就是神所经营所建造的。
Whose architect and builder is God.
所以亚伯兰到迦南地以后。
After Abraham reached Canaan.
他的信仰有一个很大的长进。
His faith greatly elevated.
他真的顾念的不是他的脚所站那一块地。
What he really cared wasn't the soil that he stepped his foot on.
他的心已经到了神所经营那个城。
Because his heart has already ascended to the city of God.
这个就是那个就是天国。
Which is the heavenly kingdom.
因为他专注在天国上，所以他对生活的需求就没有很多了，他就生活就很简单了。
Because his focus was in heaven, therefore his life became very simple on earth.
所以如果他专注这个生活，他的心就没有办法专注在天国上。
But conversely, had he focused everything on earthly living, then he would have no heart for heaven.
这个是我们现在生活最大的困难。
This is the greatest challenge we face today.
太多 distraction， 就是太多会引起我们分心的事情。
There's way too many distractions for us，
使我们没有办法在属灵上专心。
As a result, we cannot focus on our faith，
因为我们拥有的东西太多了。
Because we possess so many material things，
好像说有时候我到一个地方去。
For instance, when I go to a certain place，
忽然间不能上网。
Suddenly, I can't go on the net。
我来到 Irvine， 我看着有网路有连上去，就是不能上网。
For instance, coming to Irvine, there's internet connection, but I simply can't go onto the internet.
两天没有上网，我知道很多 email.
For 2 days, I couldn't go to the internet, so I know there must be a lot of emails waiting for me.
忽然间我觉得很清新。
But suddenly I feel that I'm very pure.
所以从一方面是一种方便。
Unclutter. So on one hand, it's very convenient.
从另外一方面，这是让你会让你会让你分心的。
But on the other hand, it becomes a big distraction.
那没有办法在属灵上很专心。
And it prevents us from being focused in our faith.
我常常在提到一个体验。
I often mention this experience.
有一次我到非洲去。
Once I went to Africa.
一个同工带一个 walkman.
There was a co-worker who brought a Walkman with him.
我真的很后悔，我有 Walkman， 我是为什么没有带来？
And I really regret it. I also have a Walkman. Why didn't I bring it with me?
第二年我就带 Walkman 去了。
So next year I brought my Walkman.
但是你也不能够带一个 CD 听两个月，那个时候去两个月。
But it's for a two-month journey, so I couldn't bring just one CD.
所以你就要那个是用卡式录音带，你要带好几个卡式录音带。
In those days were cassette, so I had to bring lots of cassettes.
好，那再来，你要带卡式录音带，那你就要带电池啊，因为非洲的电池转两下就没有了。
And so you need to bring, you also need to bring your own battery because the battery in Africa only lasts for a few seconds.
哦，所以你就带电池去。
So you bring your own battery.
那你带来非洲之后啊，其实很忙啊，但是你带来一定要听啊，不然你怎么办？
Once you're in Africa, even though you're very busy, but since you brought all this stuff, you might as well listen to it.
所以睡觉以前一定要听，不然你带来做什么？
So before you go to sleep, you listen to it. Otherwise, what's the point of bringing them?
但是你在听，非洲人看了很羡慕，你又不能不给他听啊，不然你就没有爱心了。
When you're listening and the Africans, they are looking at it with envying eyes, you need to share it with them, otherwise you have no love.
那这个非洲人一注意以后，你白天的祷告，你被把被偷走，你就要夹在两个腿当中。
And so once they know that you have a Walkman, then you need to keep it with you for fear of being stolen.
哇，那一次的经验呢，我从此就不再带 Walkman。
So from that experience, I no longer bring Walkman with me.
我宁可有空的时候到外面去看天空，听这个虫声。
I'd rather, when I have free time, just go out, look at the sky, and listen to the insects.
所以现在的文明看起来是一种享受。
So our current civilization, on the surface, appears to be very luxurious.
但是如果不是很小心呢，会变成神跟人间间的一个阻隔。
But without our awareness, it might become a great obstruction between us and God.
哦，所以在圣经里面呢，这个小先知书里面这样说。
And one of the minor prophet Hosea tells us
说油跟新酒夺去了人的心呢。
That oil and the new wine have taken away people's hearts.
神在埋怨呢，说这个以色列百姓好像淫妇一样。
God is complaining about the people acting like an adulterous woman.
他不是真的犯奸淫呢。
It's not that they really committed adultery.
就是说，他的心已经离开了神了。
But their hearts are far away from God.
跑到哪里去呢？油跟新酒。
Their hearts are lusting after oil and new wine.
这个是一种享受。
This is talking about physical pleasure.
那酒就是现在的娱乐。
The wine is talking about our enjoyment today.
你太注重这些东西。
If we overemphasize on these things,
我们的心呢就没有办法。专心向神啊
！And our heart cannot be dedicated to God.
这是现在文明最大的困难。
This is the greatest obstacle to our current civilization.
信仰没有办法专心。
We cannot be focused in our faith.
所以怎么让我们的生活简化？这很重要。
So it's very important how we simplify our life.
所以有时候我们就常常觉得你家里面的有一些东西，如果跟爱神爱人没有关系的，有的可以丢掉，都可以丢掉了。
So sometimes I feel that in our home, if there are things that do not pertain to loving God or loving others, we could just toss them.
可以越简单越好。
Just to simplify our lifestyle.
生活简单，而且能够过得很丰盛的生活，这是一套学问。
It's a great philosophy if we can simplify our life and still live richly.
这需要有跟神很亲密的关系。
This requires very intimate relationship with God.
所以我们在这个属灵生活上真的是我们要。常常一直在想。
Therefore, in our faith, we need to constantly think about this issue.
我们请看哥罗西书。
Turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就应当求那上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。第二节。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地面的事。第三节。
Three.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同活在神里面。这个地方说，我们要思念上面的事。
It says here to set our hearts on things above.
然后我们要求上面的事。
And we need to pursue for things above.
那个上面的事就是属灵的事。
Things above refer to spiritual things.
就是神的事情。
Which is matters of God.
那这个思念上面的事，就是我们的心跟神连接在一起。
When we set our minds on things above, that means our heart is connected to God.
那这样我们的心才能够往上提升。
Only then can our hearts be elevated.
那要让我们的心跟神连在一起。
In order for our heart to be connected to God's,
我们就不要花太多时间在这个地面上的事。
We shouldn't spend too much time on earthly things.
本来啊，这个娱乐的目的是要让你轻松。恢复精神，所以你可以继续做你应该做的工作。
Originally, the point of enjoyment is for us to relax and then recuperate our energy to focus on what we should focus on.
但是现在演变到这最后，娱乐变成你生活的目的。
But now, the enjoyment has become the sole purpose of our living.
这个是整个世界的一个潮流。
This is the worldly trend.
娱乐
to enjoy.
但是我们这个属灵的人应该有另外一套生活方式。
But as a spiritual being, we need to have another lifestyle.
世界的生活简单，让我们能够跟神有很亲近的关系。
We need to simplify our earthly lifestyle in order to attain an intimate relationship with God.
这样我们的信仰会很丰富，我们的信心会很坚强。
In this way, our faith would be very, very rich and have a strong faith.
我们看诗篇一百零六篇。
Turn to Psalm 106.
诗篇一百零六篇。
Psalm 106。
诗篇一百零六篇的十三节。
Verse 13。
十四节。
Verse 14。
反倒在旷野大起欲心，在荒地试探神。十五节。
15。
他将他们所求的事给他们，却使他们的心灵软弱。这个十五节说，神将以色列百姓所求的赐给他们。
Verse 15, God gave the Israelites what they asked for.
他们求什么
？What did they ask for?
他们在旷地求神给他们像埃及一样有酒肉、有肉、有蔬、有肥菜、有很多物质的享受。
While in the wilderness, they cry out to God and begging for wine, meat, and all sorts of physical pleasures.
确实他们心灵软弱。
And yet, they suffer as a result.
所以他们得到了，但是他们心灵软弱下来。
Therefore, even though they receive what they ask for, they suffer.
所以有时候我们在看我们现在的信徒信仰会软弱，不是因为我们没有，是因为我们有太多。
Nowadays, we see our members become very weak, and not because they don't have what they need, but they have too much.
因为有太多，你没有办法专心向神，所以灵性就软弱下来。
Since they possess so many earthly things, they cannot focus on God, and their spiritual side became weak.
所以亚伯兰的生活模式值得我们效法。
So we need to emulate Abraham's lifestyle.
简单的生活方式。
A simple lifestyle.
Yeah, 这样我们就能够向往一个更美的家乡。
In this way, we can hope for a far better country.
这是我们不断需要努力的一个目标。
This is a goal that we need to constantly strive after.
所以亚伯兰的生活是漂泊的。
Abraham's life is one that wanders.
但是他是有原则的。
But he has his principle.
所以我们的生活虽然有时候搬家搬来搬去。
So in our life, even though we may move around,
但是我们是有原则的。
But we need to have principle.
这样我们才能够不会迷失。
Only then we will not be lost.
我们的信仰生活才会丰盛。
And can our faith be rich and abundant?
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
下面唱一首196。
Sing him 196。
前在埃及会最软弱，作为最终枯萎，铁炉火热重而淡淡，我的主可畏，时常军机对托不能，黑暗全是瞎子。可怜从来未知容美福地，今我居西安高山，有真神荣光参当。我因与滚滚火泉，此泉长流不息，又隐藏玛纳为我筵席，取之无穷，永不竭，美哉，今我居，荣美。 学得出埃及，前面红海分开，漫漫旷野迷我眼目，环境可怕在心情软弱是珍贵时，内外仇敌攻来，漂流无定为尽容美福地，今我居西安高山，有真神荣光参散，我因于滚滚火圈，此圈长流不息，有隐藏玛纳为我演习，取之无穷永不竭，乐在我久居荣美福地。约旦河边迦南美地，我心羡慕依旧，因信福德精准我命，河水经倒流，心灯彼岸美妙乐土，时常流纳于民。哈利路亚，为居荣美福地，今我居西安高山，唯有真神荣光灿烂，我因于滚滚火圈，此圈长流不息，有隐藏玛纳为我演习，取之无穷乐不在，乐在不多不尽荣美福地。
请坐。
Be seated, please.
我们灵恩会需要用更多的时间来祷告。
We need to spend more time doing the spiritual convocation.
所以我们在第二节祷告，我们就花一段时间来亲近神。
So, at this conclusion, we're going to spend more time to draw near to God.
让我们暂时把世界的事情都抛在一旁。
Let us temporarily set aside all the worldly affairs.
想神就在我们前面。
And just think that God stands right before us.
让我们倾心吐意跟他来交通。
Let us speak with Him with a simple and pure heart.
让我们把世俗挪开我们内心，邀请神进到我们里面。
Let's remove all the worldly things from our heart and invite God into our heart.
求主充满在我们里面。
May the Lord infill us richly.
与我们相亲。
To be with us and close to us.
让我们真的能够体会到神在我里面。
That we can truly experience that God is in us.
我在神里面。
And we are in God.
我们跟神是合一的。
And that we are together, one with God.
这个是信仰一个最高的境界。
This is the highest plateau that we can reach with God.
跟神合一。
To be one with God.
这常常是借着祷告来达到的。
This is only attainable through prayer.
所以我们最后一次要来祷告。
And now we're going to have our concluding prayer.
我们很深入来祈祷，求主加添我们力量。
Pray deeply and ask God to strengthen us.
我们现在一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。